This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, you gotta love the fact that there's fireworks all over the place. Although you gotta be careful about those fireworks because some fireworks have been deemed too dangerous. And of course there's always freak accidents when it comes to that. People get them at stands, etc. And then they're set off and sometimes people hurt themselves with them. So it depends on where you've got your you've got your fireworks in Indiana, Pennsylvania. There's a big recall. There's like 40,000 that are being recalled because of problems with them. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope that you are celebrating the 4th, this long holiday, with people that you care about. There's a lot of fun things to do, obviously, on the 4th of July. And remember, the birth of the nation, of course, is number one. I've spent some time at the National Archives. To me, it was very eerie and cool, you know, where I grew up in Philly, outside of Philly, and had been to the Liberty Bell and the Constitution Center and all that stuff, Ben Franklin's grave, and then to actually see the Declaration of Independence. It's a very, very, very neat experience. And there's lots of people who do that. They stand in line for a long time at the National Archives to get that glimpse. And it's kind of an open day, a celebration of Independence Day, to go in and, see that. So there's all kinds of things going on in D.C. with all of the museums. They kick them open, that kind of stuff. There's other people who are just going to go crash on beaches. And, of course, there is the eating of the hot dogs at Coney Island, the huge contest. And it's always just kind of, the Nathan's famous 4th of July international hot dog eating contest as to who's going to win this time around. You have to eat a lot of hot dogs. But it's so popular, it draws 40,000 fans a year, they say now at this point. And they've been doing it since 1972. What a brilliant idea to come up with that, right? So somebody was sitting around in an ad agency and they were throwing out ideas. And now the competition is broadcast on ESPN. So it's insane how they eat these hot dogs, but people are so drawn to it. Another thing that's very popular, and some of you have sent me emails about this over the years because we're, of course, on in Missouri, is Hannibal, Missouri, the Tom Sawyer days. And what happens there that, you've got mud volleyball, you have all kinds of things that are related to Tom Sawyer, with weird things besides the volleyball, fence painting contests and biggest hair mustache contest, horseshoe tournaments, live music. And of course, there's tournaments like that all over the place, but specifically geared toward Tom Sawyer, of course, which makes complete sense, and Mark Twain. So there you go. And then if you go to Bar Harbor, Maine, and I know we have people listening to us in Maine, you've got the annual lobster race. And what I think surprises some people is these aren't like fast critters, but hundreds of people still go and show up to watch it. I just know that we used to go to Cape May, New Jersey. An awesome place. Put it on your bucket list if you haven't been there. It's the furthest point in New Jersey, so you just see nothing but water once you get out to the point and the lighthouse and whatnot. But when you go down by the docks, and they have great lobsters there, but when you go into the when you go into Cape May and you see that the lobster house has just this long case of lobsters, and you just watch them crawling all over the place, and people pick them out, and then that's your food. They pick out what lobster do you want, and it was wild the first time I saw that, because it's not just like a couple of lobsters I mean, it's just a ton of lobsters. Some of you are going to do that parade thing the next couple of days and certainly do the fireworks thing, too. Nothing better than doing fireworks. I got to say, to me, that's really is part of what caps off a fabulous 4th of July weekend. And they're going on all kinds of fireworks shows throughout the entire weekend, if you're listening to me. How about this? American flag clothes. I saw a story on this. They say technically, they're illegal. Did you know that? So Nike is recalling their Betsy Ross American flag sneakers. We know the controversy that happened over that. But there's other clothes that have the American flag on it. So like Old Navy, Tommy Hilfiger, they've got these patterns of flags. And they're not recalling their clothes, but there's not controversy so far over those. Not like what happened with the shoes. And I talked about the shoes that Colin Kaepernick was not happy with, the Air Max 1 Quick Strike, the 4th of July special, you know, special feature that they had with the throwback flag, because, you know, he said it's offensive because of the, it links to an era of slavery, and they decided, okay, we're not going with them. We're not going to do those shoes then as a result. Now, the federal flag code, by the way, says the flag should never be used for advertising purposes in any manner whatsoever. A flag being printed, painted, attached, or otherwise placed, a representation, an article of merchandise, that kind of thing can lead to a fine of $100 or imprisonment of less than 30 days. So they're saying the image of the flag shouldn't be used on any commercial items. Of course, it's all over the place. The code also bans the material of a flag from being converted into clothing. I think people pay attention to that. But there's all kinds of things that have the flag represented on them. I will say proudly, I have a flag the Boy Scouts put out in front of my house. I love that my neighborhood does that. It's a voluntary HOA thing, and it's really, really, really cool to see. And, of course, there's controversy in Washington, D.C., not over going to the archives and getting a glimpse of the Declaration of Independence, but the 4th of July celebration. Some are excited about it, and some are furious that these tanks will be there for President Trump's salute to America. That includes tanks, armored vehicles of sorts, military flyovers, and a nationally televised address from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. But this is what has been prepared, and this is what's going to happen. It's President Donald Trump's salute to America event, honoring service branches, is what they're saying, on Independence Day at the Lincoln Memorial. And, you know, there you go. And you've got the tanks that had to be washed down, put out, the military hardware, all of that to get ready for what the show will be at the memorial and what's been put up, and so that there's big screens and visitors can see the screens, etc. I wonder if it's going to draw a big crowd. I think it will. I think there actually will be a lot of people that will be on hand to see those tanks and to celebrate. And Washington's a great place to be, definitely, on 4th of July. We're talking about numbers next. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm familiar.
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Can you imagine if Taco Bell ran out of tortillas? Wouldn't that affect burritos and quesadillas and the run for the border? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We can count. It's all about the numbers. They're calling it the tortilla apocalypse. Yeah, the great shortage of 2019. They say there is supply shortages. They're trying to replenish the supply of tortillas so that they can pump out those burritos and quesadillas. But in a bunch of restaurants, that's why they're pushing other menu items like the cheesy Gordita Crunch, because they're affected by it. Oh my gosh, that's insane, huh? And some of the locations, it's pretty bad. Like St. Louis, Missouri, they say 13 of the 15 burritos on the menu were shaded out and had a note, item not available at your selected restaurant. My oh my, I never thought I'd see a day where you'd walk into a Taco Bell and you couldn't get what they're supposed to have on the menu, but they don't have them. So that's it. That's just, you can't make it up. That's what's going on. So if you're going to a Taco Bell, check to make sure that they have the item that you would like, because they might be have that same problem with the shortage because it's widespread. Let's put it that way. Widespread. Another one bites the dust, so to speak. This is pretty interesting. Riverdale star Vanessa Morgan and White Sox pitcher Michael Kopech got engaged in a video. You can't make this stuff up either. So what happened is On Wednesday, the actress posted an image to Instagram of her boyfriend getting down on one knee, and this was at the falls in the Grand Canyon. The proposal shot was beautiful, and then it said, "My forever," and this was a far away photo of him proposing with them both in bathing suits, and she posted an Instagram story featuring him with the text along it, too. So apparently, the reaction was priceless. There was kind of these crazy clipped-together videos. And voila, the rest is history. And I thought, well, what's the big deal about this? And then I went and looked at the video. Ugh, no man can ever live up to this. Because you see these falls are coming down. I mean, just racing down. And he looks like Thor. He gets on one knee with this crazy just river flying down in their face and behind them, and that was it. And like I said, no man can live up to that image. So you have 96,000 plus people who were enthralled by this on Instagram, and you had the you have the actress and the pitcher, as often happens with actors and with sports celebrities, they get together. So he's 23, she's 27, and that's there forever, as they say. And that's not a May December romance, by the way, just so you know. There's not enough years in between them, okay? So if you just tuned in, it's called We Can Count. We're talking about the numbers. I say everything is about numbers. And you just look at the numbers and you can see, because they're everywhere in everything that we talk about. For the most part, they are. I read a scary story about this. You know, summer is big for hot dogs. That's not scary. About 150 million francs are consumed. That's the number on 4th of July alone. And that's not just at Coney Island for the Nathan's Famous contest that they have. But they say, a lot of doctors have been on television shows and quoted all over the place. I say a lot, a handful, where they're saying things like Dr. Tanya Altman says, the author of Baby and Toddler Basics, it's a good reminder that hot dogs can be serious choking hazards because of the size, the shape, the texture. It's dangerous for young kids. So before you hand a kid a dog, you have to be careful of how they're eating them. And they say that the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying that hot dogs should be kept away from children younger than 4 years old. And this is a serious thing where they end up in an emergency room. There's choking incidents because of the size of the hot dogs and then how they consume them. I'm thinking of my nephew. Did I ever give him? I was with him from really the time he was 1 to 4 for a big chunk of the time. I'm wondering if I ever gave him a hot dog. Luckily, he never choked on anything where I fed him, but I don't know that I really thought about that. And so do you. If you're driving around and you use gasoline, you don't have an electric car, they say the average national price of gas is at $2.73 a gallon, up 6 cents from a week earlier. Prices jump at least a nickel. In nearly 25 states in the final week of June. The high, no surprise for regulars, $3.77. This is average in California. The low, Mississippi. We got people listening to us there. $2.34. So Independence Day means, of course, it's going to peak because people are traveling. There's so many cars on the road all different times throughout the weekend. And that's what happens. It spikes on purpose because what are you going to do? Ride a bike to where you're going? If you do have extra money, by the way, there is an island that is promoting the Fry Festival that is on sale for $11.8 million. They say it's the infamous Fry Festival. And it took place a couple of years ago. It was highly publicized because it was a music festival in the Bahamas, and it was put together by Fry Media. So it was co-founded by rapper Ja Rule and also tech wizard Billy McFarland. And you know, if you remember, they kind of got smashed for not delivering what people thought they were going to get. But this private island, Saddleback K, was used in the video for the festival. And, of course, there were supermodels and all kinds of people there. And it's a 35-acre island that's up for sale. Up for sale. $11.8 million. Have your own island for that. And how do you get to that island? You'd have to have your own plane. Can you imagine? Now, tickets to the Fry Festival, just worth kind of throwing back to that, they were sold at up to $49,000 a person. The most expensive passes, round-trip flights from Miami, high-profile artists and backstage access, dinner with a performer, blah, 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 luxury experience, that kind of stuff. But what happened was, you had band cancellations, their bathrooms didn't work, so it was a disaster, actually, a huge disaster. And McFarland was sentenced to 6 years in prison for fraud in order to surrender $26 million. Yeah, so this was serious stuff when that happened. But now there's an island that you can have, and you can remember, you know, it's infamous. You can tell your friends, I have the money, I'm buying this island, because the island was pretty cool. There's just not very much, you know, on it. Well, we'll just put it that way. Have you done the bottle cap challenge? If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go into your search engine and look for it. A lot of people are doing it, and it just kind of started up. It began with this designer challenging Errolson Hugh and UFC heavyweight champion Max Holloway challenging singer John Mayer over the weekend. So they did this thing where it's about kicking and unscrewing a capped bottle when you smash your foot up against the bottle. And watching people do this is the craziest thing. Watching John Mayer trying to do it, and Jason Statham tried to do it, and he did it pretty good, slow motion. He had like a crazy amount of people that looked at his bottle cap thing on Instagram. And so now everybody is trying this thing where you kick it and it, you know, it comes off. And it's this the latest viral trend is on the heels of the Shell On Challenge, which you had teenagers eating banana peels, candy wrappers, and that kind of stuff in April. So, yeah, I mean, go figure. If you're good at lifting your leg and kicking, maybe you take the challenge and then you post it. You get a bunch of people following you on Instagram. I might try it. I don't think I'd be good at it. I don't think so. Stay with us, everyone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A New York judge has rejected a request for a new trial by the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan said in a written ruling that a mountain range of evidence introduced against Joaquin Guzman overcame his claims that the jury was tainted. Cogan said any rational average juror would have convicted El Chapo based on an overwhelming amount of evidence at the trial that ended in February. Guzman was convicted of murder conspiracy and drug trafficking charges. Another sluggish report on U.S. job creation is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Private payroll service ADP claims in its monthly report that the U.S. economy created only about 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts. That's after its May report said there was growth of only about 41,000 jobs.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With sword fighting, I really do, and I have like 3 or 4 movies that I've watched where I love the scenes, the sword fighting scenes. They just stick out in my mind, and it started with Indiana Jones, I think maybe even before that. Somebody who knows all about swords, Dominic Melillo, joins us. He's an author of 3 popular books, Season of the Swords, Sword of the Great Champion, and this whole Swords of Valor book. So you have book 1 yep. and 2, etc. And so he's had to do, obviously, a lot of research on swords. So who better to have on this show than Dominic? Dominic, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome, Kate. Glad to be here.
So I really am serious about that. I really am fascinated with sword fights. And I'm sure it does go back before that, but I can remember watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, and there's a lot of great moments in that movie, but the swordsman, oh my gosh. And of course, when you see clips of it, a lot of times that is the scene that's shown. So we all had a fascination with it, and it wasn't lost on Steven Spielberg. It was just brilliantly done. And I think that opened up a whole generation of people being fascinated with swords. So what is it about sword fighting that intrigues us so much when we see it, especially on the big screen?
You know, I think the first thing is that there's such diversity to it, right? You see a sword fight in one movie, and it's not as if you've seen them all. They take place in so many different locations. There's different ways to approach it. There's different types of swords. There's different types of warriors that fight. different times, medieval sword fights, things in the Crusades. We've seen Game of Thrones, right? There was a lot of sword fighting taking place there. We've seen it in fantasy. We've seen it in real life, like Civil War times. It's hard to be original, especially on the screen. But Star Wars did it, right? I mean, they came up with lightsabers. So for me, I'm probably older than you. So when Star Wars came out, that was kind of the first time I've really seen much that type of level of sword fighting, but it was done with lightsabers. So my mind went crazy. I was like, whew, went nuts. I'd always had a fascination with swords. I remember my grandparents telling me that the only thing I wanted when they took me to the circus was some tin sword that was hanging off a concession stand somewhere. I mean, I must have been 3-4 years old. That's all I wanted. Didn't want anything else. So it's been fascinating. But I think, you know, there's danger. There's artistry. There's footwork. It's a ballet, yet it's a lethal ballet that takes place. And I think that's part of the fascination.
I like that, a lethal ballet, absolutely. So in researching swords, do you say, and you just talked about it, what it's like, and I mentioned how I think it's so powerful on the big screen, do you think that the movies really portray the sword fights pretty good? Do you think they're done pretty well?
You know, I think today they are. I think the choreography is amazing. In fact, the first one that comes to mind for me is the sword fight in Troy, in the movie Troy. Right? I mean, I thought that was incredible. Today, it's still the first one that comes to my mind out of everything, you know, where you've got Eric Bana, who's Hector, and Achilles, you know, Brad Pitt. And the tension has built over the course of the movie. And, you know, now the confrontation has to take place. And you've got Hector, who is really not going to, he doesn't have that much of a chance against Achilles. But he goes in there and there's bravery and there's drama. And the musical score in the background is just pounding the drums, the heavy drums, and then the clashing of swords. Oh, and the movement. In fact, I don't know what kind of mechanical devices they use, but the leaps that you see from Brad Pitt at the very beginning when they're stalking each other and circling each other like two tigers, you know, in a pit. Mm. And then he leaps and he stabs at him with a, oh, I can't even, I get so excited. It was incredible. That was incredible. In the movie 300, there was a lot of good sword work there. So for me, I think they do it very well today. I think in the past, when you saw some of the gladiator movies from the 50s, not so much. But today, I mean, Game of Thrones.
Yes, great example.
Like I said, Troy, just really good.
Yeah,
really good stuff.
I can think of one, Madonna, where she was fencing in Die Another Day. If people are listening, you go and look at that scene. I'm sure you can find it because Madonna's always everywhere anyway. But I'm sure on YouTube and wherever, it's all over. And I thought that was a pretty cool scene, too, where it was they had all the fencing gear on, but it was what you described, sort of like a ballet, and you weren't sure. There was some high drama there, so to speak. I thought it was really, really good. Really well done.
I hadn't seen that one, actually.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe because I'm not much of a Madonna fan, but I have to go look at that.
Yeah, I'm a James Bond fan, so I've seen all the Bond films, and that was one of the... of course, because I like swords, that really stuck out for me for sure. We're speaking with Dominic Melillo. He's the author of several popular books, Season of the Swords, Sword of the Grey Champion, and so really the Swords of Valor is what it is, book one and book two. So for you doing this research and putting these books together, what was that like?
Oh, that was a blast. That was incredible. Of course, I had already had a lot of sword background information in my head, you know, from years of movie watching, reading, studying, and just having fun with it, you know, just being interested in it. But putting it all together, you know, what's interesting in the trilogy is that the swords obviously are the critical devices that the heroes use throughout all three books of the trilogy. By the way, the last book of the trilogy, The Sword Above All, just came out. Yesterday was the release date. So that's out there on Amazon, too. So
the complete
trilogy is out there. But the Swords of Valor are really swords, historical swords. Well, historical swords in the sense that everybody would kind of know these swords, you know, whether it's Excalibur or the Sword of Solomon or the Sword of William Wallace. You know, those are examples of, you know, the Swords of Valor. that have come down through history, and these and the guardians of the Swords of Valor, which our heroes are, you know, use them to the benefit of mankind. And they're imbued with different virtues and that sort of stuff. But so what I did was I really had to get deeper into the research about each of these historical swords. You know, what did they look like? What were their characteristics? Who wielded them? And what was the characteristics of the person who this belonged to? Charlemagne, the sword of Charlemagne, the sword of Roland. You know, and you go back and you research the legends and what the, and so, you know, and then I apply the different virtues from those heroes to the swords themselves. Anyway, so that type of research for me was just joyful. It was actually a joyful project for me.
Do you have, and this has got to be hard because now you said you had three, so it's all wrapped up, and just want to make sure people know that, Swords of Valor, this whole series. Do you have a favorite story? Do you have a favorite sword? Because I think that would be hard because of all the research and the history that you're learning is really fascinating, but there may be one that stuck out for you.
Well, my favorite sword in the books, believe it or not, is one that I kind of made up. Didn't really make it up, but it's the sword of Don Quixote.
Mm.
Right? Everybody thinks of Don Quixote as having, you know, tilting at windmills, and he's got, you know, armor, and he's got a spear, but he also had a sword. Not many people kind of remember that, but it was old, and it was one of the Spanish rapier type, so it wasn't very strong, you know, it was thin. It wasn't quite a fencing sword type thing, but it was, you know, it was a rapier, so it's thinner. And that becomes critical, especially in the first book. And it's owned in the book by the grandfather, but it comes to the aid, and it's the sword that the most unassuming sword, the sword of humility, that steps up and takes the day and saves the day for the heroes. So for me, that's my favorite sword, and I actually have that sword in my office because actually all of the swords in the book, you can look them up, and a lot of them you can actually buy replicas of from a company in Spain called Marto, M-A-R-T-O. Beautifully made swords, expensive, but beautiful artwork. And so I bought the sword of Don Quixote, and that's mine. It sits here in my office.
Oh, I love that. You have the sword, Don Quixote, and it's funny, it just immediately, as soon as you say that, it just conjures up these images. So when people read these books, what do you hope they feel? What do you hope they take away from this?
I wrote these books as kind of an alternative timeline history of my family, my actual family. So all of the characters in the books are my family members. And I go back and I reconstruct our history, and I add some fantasy to it. You know, like who we're related to, and there's a you know, at the death of the grandfather, the patriarch of the family, the heroes are called to together by their uncle, and who tells them their real history, the real history of their family, that their grandfather was the leader of this Guardians of the Swords of Valor, and that their great ancestors were Cincinnatus from Rome and Joseph of Arimathea, and that they've been charged with guarding these Swords of Valor, and that there's this crisis and they have to take over. So really, that's the original. I wrote it as kind of an alternative timeline history for my family, but when I write things, I write them with a purpose, and there's the main themes in my stories are virtue and valor, liberty and freedom, and the value of human virtue, individual virtue, as well as virtue in society, and how it relates to freedom and liberty, because freedom and liberty cannot exist without virtue and valor.
Perfect place to end this. Pick up these books. You can go through the whole series, the Swords of Valor series. Dominic Melillo, thank you so much.
Kate, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Hi,
this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you.
I can't wait to introduce you to our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. His name is Roger Mitchell, and he's written such a great book. The conversation we had off the air was really powerful for me, and I've been thinking about it the last couple of days. And again, as I said, I'm excited to introduce you to him. And the book is called The King's Gift. Roger, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we talked about, your book, The King's Gift, and it's these insights. It's what's happened to you. It's what people aren't understanding. I think sometimes that happens to them. What made you write the book in the first place?
Well, that's a very interesting story. God's up to a lot of things. He surprised me. I never wrote a poem in my life. And one night I woke up about 2 a.m. I'm a good sleeper. I don't normally wake up at 2 a.m. I just felt like the Lord wanted to say something to me. So I got up sort of frustrated, and I'll be honest, a little bit impatient. I went downstairs and I lit a candle. I don't know why. And I just said, God, if you have something to say, say it to me. And I got this poem for my sister, and she struggles with MS. And it was a poem called Holding You, and it was all about God wanting to bless her. There was a condition that she just needed to listen to the Lord, you know, and it sort of shocked me because I never read a poem before, and it was amazing. I was like, man, this just came out of me, you know? So I was shocked and amazed, but then I kept getting more and more and more, and they were laying around on my desk, and I decided to put them in a book, and I called it The King's Gift.
And wow, and you, as you said about your sister, and again, more and more kept pouring out of you, and as you pulled it together, was it easy to kind of put it together and figure out, okay, how do I want this to flow? What was the flow process like for you?
Well, that was a struggle because some of them are pretty intense. Some have to do with getting saved and giving your heart to Christ. Some have to do with the nation of Israel. Some have to do with a commission where God is wanting to pull the body in Christ into helping the Jewish people and to be a friend with them. I'm connected with John Hagee. I'm the assistant city director for Kupai, Christians United for Israel, and he has over, I think it's about 6 million people now that are praying for Israel, giving to Israel. We do Nights to Honor Israel all over the nation. It's an incredible thing, and we just unconditionally love the Jewish people. We don't try to proselytize them. If they, we believe if they see Christ in us, you know, they'll sort of be drawn.
Yeah.
Not that we want to lead them to Christ, but it was hard putting it all together. What is the essence of this book? And I finally just came to the revelation. It really all comes down to without Christ, you're not connected, you know. And so Christ is available to everybody. We call it being born again, and where you can receive his spirit into your life, and you can just accelerate into God's will through Jesus Christ. So that's basically it. It's a book about being saved, and it's a book about helping the Jewish people come to know Christ.
And we're speaking with Roger Mitchell. The name of the book is The King's Gift. And you talked about, you know, different kinds of pieces. Some of them were heavier. And when we talked, I wanted you to do one for us. Will you do one?
I will. It's called New Dimensions. Vessels of glory where I do dwell. My sons and my daughters, please listen to my vibrating bell. It's my work inside you that I am doing. My kingdom believers, it's time. Who are you wooing? My son Jesus prayed, Abba, unite them as one. Grieved, I responded, religion, politics, corruption divides in the kingdom. My shaking is coming, so make a stand. Whoever abides in the vine creates safely in the land. From glory to glory, new dimensions to know. I get so much pleasure watching your identities flow. Time is marching forward to the prophetic finale. Make sure your hearts are ready and your beliefs are not in pathetic dark alleys. My word is strong and stable, your gift of trust. Sheep and goats I now divide. This is a must. My plan almost complete from the beginning of time. The season is ripe. The harvest is mine. As I fulfill my promise to the Holy One, I'm raising a nation destined, umbrellaed, not done. I call my children to get on board. My blessings, my kingdom anointings were never meant to hoard. The nation, my love, restoring my pleasure, the nations are coming, destruction their measure. The promise I made to Abraham's seed, all nations have soon heard the gospel need. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Look at Jesus, Ishmael. Accept his kingdom and stand. The witchcraft beat, Jezebel is a liar. Resist her influences or you'll be in hell's fire. I laugh at your plan, Ishmael. Jerusalem is my jewel. You'll soon find out. I'm God, no fool. That's one out of about 40 I've gotten.
Wow. That's so well done. Bravo. I mean, just even you reciting it was pretty incredible, I have to say that. And so congratulations. Roger Mitchell, we're speaking with
him. Thank you.
The name of his book is called The King's Gift. What do you think when you know, it's funny you said it, that God's available and you talked about, okay, you lit the candle and, you know, I want to hear, go ahead, tell me what you want to tell me. Do you think that it seems like there's people, and I don't have statistics on this because they vary, but, you know, there's people who don't believe, there's people who have trouble when something happens. What do you tell those people?
About trying to connect with God?
Yeah.
Well, I believe no matter what we struggle with in life, and there's a lot of things to struggle with, that God is always trying to reach his creation. I call him the greatest lover ever known. I mean, if you think about it, he sent his son, put him on a cross to redeem us. The truth is God sort of lost his creation for a while. If you think about it, he suffered great pain. He sent his son and redeemed us. And so no matter what we struggle with, God is always trying to reach us with a blessing. That I'm very confident in. So if you want to know him, if you're asking, asking is a very humble thing, and I think that's required to create a connection. So just ask God to come in your life, show you his plan, and I believe he'll do that.
I like that for people that are listening. And again, Roger Mitchell's book is called The King's Gift, and we talked about the flow and talked about the meaning and putting it together. What do you hope ultimately people walk away with when they read this book?
Well, I hope they understand that God is real and we are created. We just did not evolve from some chance, that there's a purpose in life and God loves us and he just loves us. And, if we'll trust in him and pick up his word, there's so many blessings in the word. That's what I hope people come away with, that. So we look at the world and we look at the politics and we look at everything. We look at the evil, people hurting each other, destroying each other. There's still a lot of good that goes on, but that's what we see. And God is in charge. God is in control. And God is going to have the final say. So what I hope people get is that they reach out to the Father and they make a connection with him. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, no, that's very well put. So for your next act, will you do another book, Roger? Are you thinking of doing another one?
You know, I am thinking about revising this one now because I sort of threw this together so the poems didn't lay around. I felt like God said to me one day, and a lot of times he just talks to me through a strong feeling or an urgency or a thought will come to my mind that I didn't generate, you know. And I just felt like he said, Roger, they're just laying around. I didn't give you these. Just let them lay around. So finally I put them together. But I feel like I need to revise it a little bit and organize it a little bit better. It's basically a book of poems with a lot of messages on the inside of it and in the poems. So it is really neat.
Right. I love that. So it just may be that that happens. There's something new that comes up. You put something new in it. Or you just revise one or two of them or whatnot. But right now, as it is, it's terrific. So for anybody out there listening, of course, Roger Mitchell's book is called The King's Gift. Pick it up. Roger, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Okay. Thanks a lot for having me. God bless.
Thanks. You too.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.